There is another tropical storm heading for the U.S., and it could arrive as a hurricane this weekend. There are hurricane warnings along the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to Alabama for Tropical Storm Nate, which has already battered parts of Central America. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He joins us on Skype. Jeff, what's the state of the storm right now?
Well, first and foremost, Jeremy, I've already been asked this many times, is it going to be as strong or significant as Harvey or Irma? You know, we have those two hurricanes and even Maria fresh in our minds. It's unlikely to be as strong as those storms. But I want to remind anyone listening from Louisiana to the western part of the Florida Panhandle that we should not reference prior storms to try to ascertain what the impacts may be. The concern I have right now, we all see the track, and there is rather high confidence on the track being somewhere near those locations I just mentioned. But what you rarely see, and it's difficult to see from the National Hurricane Center, is the spread in confidence or forecast error as it relates to storm intensity. And there is a concern, and I've seen kind of an undercurrent of concern from meteorologists that conditions do point to the possibility that there is going to be rapid intensification before landfall. And so I think the over-preparedness, if you will, in southeast Louisiana to Alabama is certainly not a bad idea. There is the possibility of this thing being stronger than what's forecast at landfall. And we've seen this season, Jeremy, several storms go under forecast in terms of their strength.
And it is forecast to make landfall as a hurricane at this point, right? But how strong of a hurricane is the question?
Well, we get these data points from the National Hurricane Center in terms of strength, and there's one sitting offshore with winds of 80 miles per hour, one sitting onshore, just onshore, with winds of 70 miles per hour. So who's to say that in between those data points, it might strengthen further right before landfall? So it's most likely the current forecast is for it to be a strong Category 1, borderline Category 2 at landfall.
Now, this is the 14th named storm in the Atlantic this year. This would be the third hurricane to hit the continental U.S. since August. You've said before this is not an unusual frequency, but what do you think now?
It's not unprecedented still in terms of the number of landfalls, but the fact that they've all kind of hit in this general vicinity, and especially that they've hit in the Gulf, or at least near the Gulf of Mexico, is certainly a little bit unusual. It's important to remember that heading into a season, there is some science and some credibility to how active a season may be, but there's very little science to support the idea that we would know ahead of time where hurricanes make landfall. You know, I think this storm will be memorable for a lot of people, but people maybe in New York City or up in the Northeast will be like, what hurricane season? So it changes and varies from season to season in terms of landfall. And we knew kind of going in this would be at least an above average season.
And there's still plenty of time left in the hurricane season, right?
There is. There's still a chance of another system or two developing. As you get into late October and November, the chances of a U.S. landfall go way down, but the hurricane season does not end until November 30th.
Yeah, it was around Halloween that Hurricane Sandy hit in the Northeast, so we've got some time left. Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, thank you.
You're welcome.